The Amsterdam Tavern in South City packs in soccer fans every weekend to watch international matches, opening as early as 6:30 a.m. On this particular morning, the big match is between Arsenal and Fulham, and since it is afternoon in England, nearly everyone's got a beer. Then Arsenal scores. That laugh? That belongs to Mitch Maurice. He's a big guy with two scarves draped around his neck, showing he's a die-hard soccer fan. One scarf represents American soccer supporters. The other, in green and yellow, represents the St. Luligans. He co-founded the group back in 2010 to support the professional team AC St. Louis. Maurice says it was hard when the team folded after just one season, but the St. Luligans continue to support amateur teams.
We were all St. Louis fans for 1 year. And now it's something for us to build on. So if we do get a pro team, it's just going to be insane.
For Maurice and members of this club, getting Major League Soccer here is the holy grail. Last month, MLS Commissioner Don Garber dangled that possibility when he mentioned St. Louis among five cities being eyed for league expansion.
It's the birthplace of soccer in America, from what I've been told. I live in the same town as Yogi Berra. Whenever I run into him, all he wants to do is talk about soccer and never about the Yankees.
Of course, Yogi Berra grew up on the Hill. The Italian neighborhood produced four of the five St. Louisans who played on the U.S. team and amazed the world when they beat England in the 1950 World Cup. Bill McDermott, also known as Mr. Soccer in St. Louis, says there's no overstating this city's contribution to American soccer.
Any newfound cachet that perhaps the sport of soccer enjoys today in the United States is directly attributable to what the city of St. Louis started well over a century ago.
McDermott played soccer at St. Louis University and has spent more than four decades doing game broadcasts, including the three international matches held in St. Louis last year. He says the huge turnout for those games proves the fan base is here, but getting an MLS team will require an investor with very deep pockets.
It has become, for all intents and purposes, a billionaire's club. It really is.
Expansion fees can cost more than $75 million. On top of that, MLS requires soccer-specific outdoor stadiums. Webster University sports economist Patrick Risch says those don't come cheap.
If you look at the cost of facilities that have been built recently, in particular Red Bull Arena and Sporting Park, you're talking about costs somewhere between $207 and $235 million for a new soccer stadium.
Risch says public funding is highly unlikely, especially considering the Cardinals didn't get the tax money for their new stadium. Back at the tavern, the St. Luligans are realistic about the economic hurdles. Even so, Mitch Maurice points to other cities that started with small pro teams and eventually netted the big one.
We have to go USL Pro, NASL, build it up, and make something happen that way. Honestly, I think a lot of us would prefer that because it's that more DIY, we did this, we built it up.
But he adds, if someone with a boatload of money wants to build a stadium and bring in a team, the fans are ready. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio and The Beacon.